Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Tom Cirio is our guest. He's our new friend. Tom is Director of Business Continuity Management for Office Depot. And as you may know, Office Depot is in Florida, in Delray Beach, Florida, hard by to Boca Raton. And they're down there where they have a lot of hurricanes. And so one of the things that it's important to have if you live in that part of the world especially is a director of business continuity management. And we're going to probably encourage, I'm going to, and I'm sure Tom will too, encourage all small business owners to have a director of business continuity management. Tom, welcome to the show.
Jim, good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. What do you think about that idea? Every small business in America has a director of business continuity management. What do you think?
Well, I think they should, of course, but small businesses though will turn around and say, well, you know, I don't have the resources for that. But, you know, make that a task of somebody who does another job, perhaps even. But somebody should be looking out for the company like that. Somebody should be looking out for the disasters and saying, how can we bring our business back if we've had a disaster?
Well, now, was it last year or year before that you guys had four hurricanes in about 60 days?
Well, in 2004, we had four hurricanes here, right here in Florida.
That's right.
But also last year, you know, we had Wilma here and Katrina was
right
in South Florida. But,
yep,
you know, when Katrina and Rita hit in the Gulf Coast area, that still impacted our operations because we have, almost 100 stores in that area and a large
right
warehouse operation.
Absolutely. So 04 and 05 were tough years for you, for everybody, really, and of course, you guys as well because you're spread across the country. But, you
right
know, Tom, more and more, all of us are spread across the country.
Well,
you know,
that's
I mean,
right.
I mean, there were eBay sellers who got hit, who lived in, you know, in Seattle or in Bangor, Maine, who their business was hurt when the hurricanes hit you guys.
That's right, Jim, and that's why businesses need to prepare for any kind of disaster, not just hurricanes or some guys in Iowa are saying, well, you know, hurricanes don't hit me here. Well, you have other things. You have severe weather. You've got fires. You've got other disasters that can occur. So every business, every small business needs to prepare. You know, they need to look at that business, look at what's critical to running that business, and back that up and so they can recover that after a disaster happens.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that you can do. And again, I think you're right. You know, don't presume what is going to happen, what might happen. There are plenty of things out there that go bump in the night that can happen to you. The question is if for whatever reason you aren't able to continue to do business where you are, or if your customers, your significant customers, aren't able to do business with you for whatever reason, what are you going to do about that?
Well, first thing we tell everybody is plan. Okay, every business needs to have some sort of plan on how they're going to recover. One thing that we've put together, though, to help them get ready for this, is we put a brochure out on our website. So if your small business customers or your listeners go to officedepot.com/get-prepared, they can download for free a brochure that will help point them in the right direction for getting started with their planning if they haven't done it already. You know, it's never too late to get started.
I have that in front of me right now, and it's outstanding, Tom.
Oh, is it good? Good. It's a great tool for companies to start using because, you know, a lot of companies, Jim, sit out there and say, well, you know, it only happens to the big guys. Disasters don't happen to small guys, you know, or it's too late. I can't get started, or it's going to cost me a lot of money. No, nonsense. Get started today. We have got a simple, affordable, no-nonsense approach to what people should be looking at to protect their businesses. You know, you ask about some examples. You know, we look at two key assets that every company has. It's their people and their data. All right, you need
right
to help educate your people on what to do to prepare for a disaster, be it a hurricane or anything else, and how to get through it. You know, because once a person gets through a disaster, they're back to business and they're back to work that much quicker, helping you recover your business. So that's one key thing. The other key thing is protecting the data. Every small business should be protecting their data by making backup copies of that data and getting that data off-site. Very simple.
Well, go ahead.
There are some very simple and affordable ways to do that by burning to CD, to tape media, and putting that in another location so they can rebuild their systems after the disaster.
You know, and one of the things that we try to do is at our office is we found that a really good way to take a lot of your stuff off-site is to, especially if you leave your office unattended overnight, as we do, is, you know, we work with laptops now, and
yes.
most of us do. And so we do back up our data and take it off-site separately, but we also take our computers with us.
And that's a great point.
Home with it. And that way you've got your processing power there. You know, theoretically, if my house burns, you know, I've got an alarm system. You know, theoretically, I may walk outside in my pajamas, but I'm probably going to have my laptop with me too. It's going to go with me.
Right.
If I possibly can, and if I don't, you know, hopefully the house and the office won't burn down at the same time. But try to have multiple locations of your data. That's so important these days. And the beauty about it, Tom, is it's so easy to do these days.
It's very easy to do. I mean, we see people burning CDs and music all the time.
Let me throw one other thing out.
Yeah, go ahead.
You talked about burning the CD.
Yeah.
Got these thumb drives now. A whole gigabyte on a thumb drive.
That's
Maybe
right. That's
gigabytes.
Right. There's all kinds of media out there you can utilize to back up your data. There's no reason why companies don't do that at all.
Yeah, yeah. And it takes just a couple of minutes to back that up. And let's go back to the people, though,
mm-hmm.
because as you say, if you have employees, and if there is a disaster that hits the area, you know their families are going to be impacted. And so you need to be prepared to deal with maybe not having employees. Maybe they're dealing with what's going on in their families. Just like when Katrina hit New Orleans and that part of the Gulf Coast, you know, the businesses were gone, but the people were gone too. You know, they got out of there or they got hurt.
Well, they did. A lot of people evacuated that area, and a lot of people have not come back. So how does a business survive without the people there? The other thing is, you know, you've got to help your people recover. We saw such a massive impact area from Katrina between the flooding and the hurricane itself. So people left. People had their homes destroyed. People had family members that were injured or worse. You know, so how do you reach out and help them? A couple of things that we did over here at Office Depot, and yes, we're a larger company, but even small companies need to get creative and think outside the box for what they can do for their people. One of the things we did was any employee that had their store shut down because of the events, because of the hurricane, we paid them through the month. Why is that good? Because it gives them some sort of continuity. It gives them one less thing to worry about, and they can go back and help rebuild their families and their homes. And you know something? Then after a few weeks, they're ready to come back to work and help us even more. I can't tell you how much loyalty that built among our employees in that area.
Tom, hold on to that thought. I know you got a lot more good advice for us, and we're going to get you to give us that wisdom when you come back after these messages. It's 20 after, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick break. Got to pay a few bills. I'm Jim Blasingame. Tom Cirio is with us. He's Director of Continuity Management at Office Depot.
Since I don't have you, I saw my baby walking.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog, or you can just come and get the blog if you want, but it's available to you. New information every weekday. The newsletter comes on Sunday by email, and all the other stuff is up there available to you to use to your little heart's content to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And we got our new friend Tom Cirio is with us, and he's Director of Business Continuity Management for Office Depot, and we're talking about how to make sure your business stays afloat and in business when there's some kind of a disaster, either whether it be your disaster or whether it be maybe some of your customers. I want to get Tom to repeat the website where you can download, folks, a disaster preparedness plan. It's called Advice You Can Depend On to Weather Any Storm. It's outstanding. I have one in front of me. And you can download this free from Office Depot's website. It's a PDF, I guess, and just download it and look through it and talk to your folks about it. Tom, go ahead and give us that website again, please.
Sure thing, Jim. That's officedepot.com/getprepared.
Get prepared at the end of that, folks. And I hope you'll check that out. As you know, we're coming into the hurricane season. You know, Tom, I want to come back to the. Did you finish up your thought that you had just before we went to the break?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, one of the things I want to do is a couple of things. I want to talk about I want to talk a little bit more about your people, and you said something that I want to repeat because I think it's very admirable, and I'm proud of you guys for doing this. Is that you said that whenever you had the disaster, the folks in when Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, you went ahead and continued to pay your people at least through the end of the month.
That's right. We did that, and we don't say that as a general rule, but for Katrina, it was such an impacted area,
yeah.
And people were so deeply impacted that we had to do something for them. Every company is responsible for their people, so we went out, reached out, and said, "Look, folks, we're going to take care of you. We're going to pay you for the next 4 weeks, so you can go home, rebuild your families and your homes, and then be back to work." Because we don't want to lose those people. You know, if you stop paying your people, you know, you've got a very big chance of losing those people to other, you know, other jobs that are paying maybe, you know, more money. And that's something we're seeing now in the Gulf Coast area, is that some of these other retailers, some of the service companies are paying well above minimum wage to just get people because the labor pool is so depleted right now.
Right. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah, we've built up that loyalty, though, by taking care of our people at their worst time.
Mm-hmm. Another thing to think about is your customers. You know, a lot,
yes,
of small business owners out there, you know, what happens to your business if your customers can't do business with you?
Well, that's a great point.
Are you prepared to, you know, what can you do to be prepared for a loss of business? Not to mention, not only that, but maybe you need to reach out to your customers and help them when they're having a hard time. And I'll give you an example. It's just a little example. And it wasn't anything, you know, all that admirable on my part. But I have a newspaper syndication, a column that I syndicate every week, and I have papers in that area in Katrina, and those papers were trying their best to get back up. And even though they don't pay me a lot of money for those things, I just called them up and said, "Hey guys, you know, through the rest of the year, you know, my column's on me. You don't have to pay me anything. Just take it and publish it, and don't worry about it."
Right.
But my point is those kind of gestures, I think, are important to think about making with your customers if you find that they've had some problems.
You know, you're absolutely right, Jim, because we can't, you know, nobody's going to get through this alone. Everybody needs help. You know, your little gesture there can go a very long way for that paper and for your future with them. You know, so we need to look at things like that. What we do, you know, Office Depot, we work very hard to get our stores open again for the small business customer. Why? Because, you know, they've just gone through their disaster. They lost their building. They need some supplies. They need to rebuild some of their technology. We want to be there for them. Yes, it's good business sense for us, of course, but it's also good for the community. If they can see what our stores lit up again and give them some sort of semblance of normalcy, they say, "Well, look, you know, the place is coming back. Office Depot is open. I can go there and get my supplies. I can go there and restart my business. I can go in and buy a computer, take my data that I had off-site, remember, reload it on the computer, and get my systems back up and running."
Well, and the technology, I want to remind people, folks, the technology, the media that it takes to do what Tom just said is, I mean, you can do all the things that he said there. If you've got a CD burner on your computer, by the way, when you buy the next computer, if you don't already have one, make sure you buy one with a CD burner. But the media, I mean, what is a CD cost? What $1.50, and a thumb drive that you can use over and over again could cost as little as $50-$60.
And Jim, that's a great point. You know, a couple of dollars for a piece of media is what's standing between you and your business not recovering. So it doesn't make any sense. For a business person who's nurtured and matured their business and takes pride in it, you know, to not do these additional steps, which cost very little, is foolish. You know, we've got simple and affordable options here for them to take up, and they should all be doing it. They need to protect their business for themselves, for their employees, and to keep their business running in a continuous sense.
Tom, let me tell you about another disaster that happens to people all the time. Your hard drive goes out. So that's another good reason to back up. Hey, Tom, give us that website one more time before you go.
Sure thing, Jim. It's officedepot.com/get-prepared.
And, folks, that's where you can get the free disaster preparedness plan that Office Depot offers. It's absolutely free just for you. And, Tom, thank you for making that available to folks.
Jim, no problem. Thank you very much.
Good job today, and we'll see you next time.
Great. Thank you.
Tom Cirio, ladies and gentlemen. He's with Office Depot, Director of Business Continuity Management there. Want to take a quick break? It's 29 after. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
And your love, too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.